Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to give you a few tips when looking for a property.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. As a buyer, you're actually making a big decision about how the sale of your home will be as well. So at the time of your purchase, the die is cast. If you overpay for a property at the time of your purchase, you're not going to be able to expect that the market's going to absorb that difference at the time of the sale. Instead, you'll ride the market, but that margin will be eaten up and it'll be you who pays the price. So be sure to take a good look at your purchase, because once you've purchased it, you've set the bar for what your sales price should be, and then you'll have to look at how realistic that is. So when you're looking for a property, there's some things you want to look at, not just for yourself, but for your resale. For example, location. You may be willing to be located in an odd location or a location that's transitional into an industrial area or something like that, but others won't. So every time you make a decision that's individual and specific to you, but unique to the marketplace, you're eliminating some buyers. We're looking to have the biggest buyer pool possible when you go to sell, so that you have the highest demand possible. Also, you want to consider the terms on the property. If you buy a fixer-upper, there's a very good chance you'll sell it as a fixer-upper, unless you have the wherewithal financially and the experience in construction or the area of contracting. You will not be able to recover the difference in the time of your ownership. So be sure that it's financeable. By being financeable, it's got to have 3 years life remaining on the roof. It's got to have a clean pest and dry rot inspection report in hand. You've got to have a lot of things that prepare you to be successful, whether it's a VA finance, an FHA finance, or just a buyer with a lot of due diligence and concern about the condition. You don't want to eliminate any of those buyers, so fixer-uppers are a concern. You also want to make sure that the condition of the property overall is appealing. So if during your ownership you're going to do an update or upgrade or remodel, go ahead and have a realtor come in at that time. Talk to them about when you do eventually sell, is anything that you're doing going to eliminate the pool of buyers, lower the pool of buyers? For example, some folks who are empty nesters wanted to break out a wall between two bedrooms to make it a larger guest room. It made it a beautiful guest room with a full bath, but it also eliminated a bedroom. Would that eliminate some of the buyers out there? That was their concern. It was great that they sought me out to find out. Also, at the time of the purchase, get as many eyes on it at the property as you can. Make sure that this could be a repeat activity and experience. Get some experts on site. Make sure you understand what you're getting into. You want to know if there's an underground tank before you own the home. You want to know if there's lead-based paint before you own the home, if you think it's a condition that would eliminate buyers in the future. So make sure you take a good look at the property with a lot of set of eyes on it during your due diligence period, so that when you buy it, you're buying it with a plan for a successful resale. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. You can reach me at realestatesmart.org.